Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Today, we're talking about the chapters of life and taking your calls for on-air readings. I believe we're going to start with readings first, right?
Yes, fine.
Let's do that. And then we will get into our topic. I want to invite our callers and listeners to join us here on Blog Talk Radio, as well as on Facebook and on Twitter. Twitter, I've got a little speech impediment this morning. On Twitter, those accounts are linked under our Blog Talk Radio profile. Call in number 914-338-0164 and 562-596-7818 is the number to call for further conversation. Area code 303. Area code 303 does not have his or her hand raised. So please do press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. Area code 303. Also, area code 617, please press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. Okay, so 303 is first because that caller has been waiting the longest. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks so much. I'm calling because my name is Marilyn. I'm calling because I'm just a little bit confused. I applied for a position with a company, with an organization, went through 6 interviews.
Marilyn, I'm going to stop you because it's your voice is very faded. So one
is it Sarah or Marilyn?
Is it Marilyn?
Yes.
Okay,
can
so I did hear that right. I don't know. Are you on a headset?
No, I'm on the speakerphone.
Speakerphone. If maybe taking us off speaker might help.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me better now?
It's marginal, but just talk real loud right into your receiver.
Okay, I'll talk loud. For the past several weeks, I've been interviewing for a position that I thought I pretty much had. They offered me a position basically verbally, and then communications ended, and I contacted them and said, you know, still uninterested, what's happening? And basically they sent me an email and said, sorry, we filled the position. So I'm very confused about what happened in that process, but that's part of a larger picture. I'm also very aware, spiritually aware of my own sort of awakening, if you will, and I'm working on building a business online, a coaching business, and that's coming along, but I still need to have a job or some work to support me. So this was just kind of a little bit of a, I'm asking the universe, you know, kind of what is going on with this right now. I know I'll get through it, but I'm just, you know, trying to see how to get through it.
Sure.
Any advice?
Sure. Marilyn, where are you calling from, by the way?
Oh, Colorado.
Colorado. And what's your birth date?
October 25th.
And the year, please?
1950.
1950. 5'2 is that or 6'2?
Yes. No, 5'2.
5'2? Mm-hmm. Yep. 25'7, which is interesting because it's her day. And so you're not working right now at all. You're trying to do a coaching business in terms of like life coaching type thing?
Yeah, pretty much. I have a master's degree in transpersonal psychology, so I'm also a counselor. So I've done some counseling with clients and trying to blend the sort of spiritual perspective with the psychological perspective. I do counsel a divorce support group at my church, and I am working a temporary job right now.
Oh, you are working. You are working?
A temporary, yeah.
Okay,
uh-huh,
but
that's
you are,
end.
It's not like you're completely unemployed. What are you doing in that temporary job?
I'm actually doing some online marketing for an educational institution.
Okay. Okay, so go ahead, Neil.
Well, Marilyn, first of all, I want to ask you a kind of a personal question. Are you divorced?
No, I have a husband. He went through a pretty serious business breakup in his partnership and kind of lost all of his business, connections, and he is presently trying to rebuild the business.
Oh, okay. Is this your first marriage?
Yes, first and only.
Okay.
36 years.
Maybe. Let me ask you another question. Were your parents ever divorced?
My parents were not. They were married for 52 years. Not maybe the most stellar marriage, but, you know, they were married.
Okay. So here's where this questioning approached. At
sure.
this point in time, your parents have been married for 52 years, and
yeah.
that is your year of birth. It's your inverted day of birth. And believe it or not, your number, your master number is 7, made up of 25, which is also an inverted 52. So this has to do your job.
Are her parents still alive? They've been married for 52 years now. Are your parents still alive?
My mother is, not my father.
So they were married. See, I think she said past tense.
Okay.
So I thought something.
So maybe that,
so
that
52
missing
years.
Father figure might be wrapped up in a vibrational field of a divorce or a separation or something. But
yeah.
What's probably happening is since you're a therapist in psychology, if we get into the branch of parapsychology and we open this up to a higher spectrum of interpretation in terms
right.
of the universal concepts, right?
Yeah.
You're going through a layer of past life energy that's intercepting your current life. So the idea of getting something, not getting it, starting something, having problems in starting something. Even Kristen marked down that you were involved in marketing before you even said anything.
Yeah, I wrote it down. I didn't say anything, but
the confusion
mm-hmm.
in your life right now, if we want to
mm-hmm.
just use that brief term,
yeah.
it won't make sense on a total physical stage.
And can I interject something? It's actually funny. This is our first caller because it's really relevant to the
topic yeah.
today. Yeah, the chapters of life and how karma could come in and past lives. Go
yeah.
on.
It's not. It won't make so much sense on a physical. Immediately physical stage, you're getting the impact of karma backlash that came into your world and collided here. So the idea that you were going to get this job and they were somewhat promising you verbally
yeah.
about the job, this is about past
yeah.
life tribal dissension, because that tribal energy was at one time your tribe, but somewhere in the midst of time, the, coming back, there was a connection, but not long enough to outlast the procedure of making a decision as to who was going to be hired. So you had a brief tribal connection with them via past life, but it didn't.
Okay.
It's like a stillbirth. You
uh-huh.
conceived, and then it was stillbirth. So we're looking at this broader idea of aborted energies.
And I just want to interject, for them to offer her a job and then tell her the position was already filled, obviously on a physical level, I mean, that is just completely rude, unprofessional.
Well, yeah, there's a,
you know,
yeah.
go ahead.
There's a streak of, you know, this passive aggressive, this
and obviously
anger
she
issue.
Probably wouldn't
yeah.
want to be in this place anyway. It's probably good she's not working there, because there's obviously a problem
yeah.
with a company who would do something like this. Just real quick, Marilyn, what job, what was this job specifically?
It was community engagement, relationship building,
yeah.
partnership building.
Okay, so here we are in May, and the psychic the psychic perspective on this is that June, July, August, September. September, something mm-hmm. occurs. Now, to get through these 3 months, you might have to scrape your dimes and get, but it's also allowing you to prepare. So we're looking at this preparation of preparing, and that's what you must do. And there, and the theme, the word that I keep hearing is the word outline. There's something about an outline that's not, that hasn't been completed yet. Maybe in your own conception of the outline of your life or the outline of your endeavors. But there's a certain term here that is pertaining to outline, and your brain is sharp. You may be able to put it together because we don't have time on the radio. We've got so many callers, and readings are kind of reduced to 5 minutes. But this is a kind of a compelling situation right now, Marilyn, because we're not able to get to the full impact of your and conclude as to what your present predicament is, but we're getting to open up the door and start to have a dialogue. So you can either call back on Friday, or you can invest your time in a private reading or something like that with time, time. But you're offered one or two things. But there is an active level. I wish we had more time. But
do you want to do that? Can you do 1 more minute?
We've got so many callers. You know, and the other thing I want to tell you is that there's something about a picture, about a collage. So I don't know if there's any artist rendition mm-hmm. or any paintings or pictures you have that would be considered a collage, or if there was anything in your practice that used the metaphor of collages about building mm-hmm. a collage for life or something like that.
No, I'm not ringing a bell right now, but I understand what you're saying.
Well, I don't know. We're rushed and we're not able to probe this any deeper.
Sure.
I would advise you to call back.
Yeah, we're back on the air on Friday, and we can continue, but September
for your help today.
You're welcome.
September. All righty.
Okay.
Take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so 334 is our next, and we've got so many callers in the queue, so we're going to be getting to everybody, but just do keep your voice in line. 334, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Shakira in Alabama.
Yes. Oh, hi, Shakira. How are you?
I'm fine. I just want to see what y'all see for me. I just started a new job today, and I just want to see y'all see anything.
Really?
Thank you.
Where is that? What are you doing?
It's just cleaning. It's just cleaning right now.
That's great that you're able to get out and work mm-hmm. a little bit. How is it, like a part-time?
Yes, part-time.
Okay. And so what is the question specifically?
I just want to see if anything is showing still for relationship or anything come up for the job.
Okay. Well, what did we tell you last time about a relationship? I can't remember. Do you remember?
I probably would meet someone this year.
Yeah, and we said to go to the church.
I didn't get a chance to go to the church. Yeah, I did.
Okay. And with the job, what we're seeing regarding the job. And you started the job? Today. You've already worked?
Yeah, I worked today. It was my first day.
Okay.
And I found a feather today at work, a white one on the floor.
I'm sorry?
I found a white feather on the floor today when I was vacuuming.
Oh, you found a white feather on the floor?
Yeah. I don't know if that's a sign or it was just there.
So, well, feathers are very important to Neil and I. Mm-hmm. Extremely important. Mm-hmm. So feathers are constantly come up in our lives. So I don't know. A feather is a sign. She found a feather.
And so she wants to comment on the feather.
Well, she wants to know about a relationship, which we already told her to go to a church. She has a local church she goes to meet somebody, and that the relationship would be coming within a year or within the year, maybe. But she hasn't gone to the church yet. Then she started a new job, which we didn't know you applied for a new job. So she started a new cleaning job today. In the cleaning job, she found a feather on the floor. So she's asking about the job and if the feather was a sign, asking about a relationship.
the feather may have been a sign. Sometimes, I mean, there are signs of feathers that are significant, and then there's just feathers that fall that don't mean a thing. You know, you're looking for love. The mystical quality of an angel or a spirit or a guide deliberately falling a feather for you in your presence to give you a sign. I mean, that's possible. That's possible. I'm not sure if that's the case here, but it is a possible situation. Are you right now, and let's see, you know, let me get my radars a little sharp. Are you right now wearing anything multicolored?
Yeah, well, my shirt has three different colors in it. Yeah.
Okay, that's multi.
So there's different colors in your shirt as opposed to a blank color, a solid block color? You know, the coloring of energies of clothes is important in nature. You know, that's how birds mate. The higher the colors, sometimes that's a real strong feature. Of course, that's from the male end of things. Usually the
males
female,
are always prettier. And
yeah,
the
males
females
are always
are
prettier because they have to, you know, they have to get their thing act going to attract the female, and the female just sits there passively and decide, but then chooses. The female gets to choose what it wants, what she wants.
Right.
There is an element that what I'm getting is that Shakira, there is a soulmate on this planet for you. And what I mean by a soulmate is somebody you've known in a past life that you're going to encounter, and it will bring up the themes of love. So we predict that you have a soulmate coming. That means you're not going to be alone. The soulmate is coming. The feather may indicate something. Well, feathers usually, if they are significant, their range of something happening once you see the feather could be 4 months.
I mean, I'm wondering if there's a source of feathers, like a down pillow in the house, or if there's.
It doesn't matter, really. If we're determining that the feather is.
What, the beeping noise?
Pardon,
it was in the computer.
Oh,
it's
in
the
computer.
Good. Yeah.
I thought I was hearing beeping from the celestial field.
unless we both heard it from the celestial field, but I think it came from the
okay, computer. So here's our goal. And it was similar to, I don't know if Marilyn's still listening, if she's
I don't know.
But so it's callers. Similar. That you're in the same zone. You're in a 4 month period of energy.
No.
And that 4 month period of energy is when you may meet this person. I don't think you really, I mean, following our advice to go to church, whatever, look around, it might be significant. Wear those multicolors.
Okay.
That might be part of the kind of energy field, past life speaking, that you're bringing back to the surface. It might have been a past life male energy you had in a life, in that lifetime, but coming back in the female body to establish a connection with a male figure. And that, I think, could be within 4 months.
Okay, Shakira. Okay, good
luck.
Hey,
thank you.
Thanks. Okay. Let's see. Oh, we have a caller from a private number. If you could call back and unblock your number, the caller that's blocked their number, we would appreciate it. Okay, let's see. Okay, Gunjan, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you? She's 92081.
Okay. Hi, hey. Gunjan.
Hi.
Hi, what's going on?
So I interviewed with the company on Monday, and I interviewed today also. I really want the job that I interviewed for on Monday.
So these are two separate jobs?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I want to know if any one of them is going to come through.
I think so. I think so. You know, I feel optimistic, too, when I say that. Like
wasn't there a name, Lambert, but then it translated to some Italian name of the guy who interviewed? That was the Monday job, right, Gunjan?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
They liked you. They liked you. You're qualified. They liked you.
I know I may be like top three, but I just don't know if I'm gonna just get it. And I really want it.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, I mean, a sort of a sound prediction, certainly energy, it will be on your side from Kristen and I. You know, you're a longtime connection to us and whatnot. So we'll put that we'll put that out. It's weird, you know. I don't know about these visions today that I'm getting, but there seems to be something on your kitchen counter that if I walked into your kitchen, are you at home right now? If I walked into your kitchen, I would go, oh my God, is that going to fall over the edge of the counter? Maybe it's not close to the edge, but it seems like there's something on your kitchen counter. I don't know if it's symbolic or if it's really something there. If it's not, then it's symbolic. But it has to do with, you know, this advertising, I don't know. If there's this advertising has, what was the job pertaining to? Because I know you do advertising and things, but the job on Monday, what's their specific?
It's a digital ad campaign specialist.
Campaign specialist.
So it's marketing, essentially.
Marketing.
Another marketing.
I wonder if there's any, you know, sometimes in advertising, they'll use food analogies. They'll use symbols that come up. Not often, but it's done. I don't know. Have you been doing any kind of cooking in the kitchen today?
Not today, no.
And there's nothing on the counter that, per se, that would qualify as, you know, just something sitting on the counter?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so? I don't know. Then, you know, I think this morning there's a lot of symbolism going on in our readings. And that's okay. Symbolism's all right. You know, I've been doing this over 50 years, so I'm not, you know, I'm an old hand at this. It there may be something symbolic in this regard, not to cop out of it. Out of the discrepancy between seeing something and not getting a validation, there may be something symbolic here. But you know what? Here's our prediction we think that the one on Monday, if you're one of three, what we'll do, Gunjan, is we'll just like in a reading, we'll put out a positive energy, short of making a sheer prediction. And, you know, that's about the best we can do right now. At least you got two interviews.
Did they say when they'd be notifying the candidates for the job?
By next week.
By next week. So, you know, you've got to wait it out a little bit, but hopefully things will work out. Same with the other one?
Today, the interview didn't go so well, so I don't really think I'm going to get it anyway. But the Monday one, I want. Yeah.
Gunjan, are these interviews, has it been a long time since you've had one? Has it been a while?
Yes.
Okay, so you called before, earlier in the week or last week. So we're going to take credit for that. We brought these interviews in.
Well,
we're going to do
that. I think she already had one scheduled, the Monday one scheduled last week, right? Was the Wednesday one scheduled before we took
credit? We're going to take credit anyway. I don't care. We need to take credit today.
Okay, we're doing
what we
want to do is command the energy so that you get the job. So that's why it's not about an ego thing. It's about trying to work the energy in your favor.
I don't care about ego things.
Yeah.
But the reason I'm saying that is because we want to control the situation for you, not for us. We're not going to get anything out of it, but we're trying to help you. So we're going to take credit for it. By golly, and we're going to say we did it.
By golly.
And now we're going to say that by the hand of God, you're going to get this job on Monday. We'll see how far we go. That's not ego, and that's not arrogance. It's for your benefit. We're campaigning for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, so our private caller is pressed one, but still has not called back with unmasking their number, so we will take your call when your number is unmasked, private caller. 617, if you want a reading, please press 1. 617 area code has been sitting here for 20 minutes and has not pressed 1. So we're assuming that that person is just listening. Okay, 336 is our next caller. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, who's this, please?
Hey, this is Belle. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I have a question. I'm trying to develop my spiritual psychic insight. I don't know how to put it in words. And I'm just trying to see anything y'all pick up on.
Okay, what's your name again? Can you spell it for us? Because I
Dale.
D A Dale. How do you spell?
Well, it's short for a long name. It's D E L. Dale.
Oh, Dale. Okay, I heard Dale, and I thought, was it Gail?
Oh,
I got confused.
No, Dale.
We're hearing, but we're both hearing different things. And what's your birth date?
September 10th, 1964.
1964. We know some people born on September 10th.
Yeah.
You have a very young-sounding voice, too. I would have
thought. Thank you. That a lot of people say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could do, you know, cartoon animation voiceover.
Wow.
You know, I had a client that cast people in animation voiceovers. And some of them make a pretty good living just
it's a very
doing the voiceover.
Field. It's like saying, you know, you should be a
A-list
actress.
Not really. In the background, that's not as demanding.
It's pretty demanding.
A job. You can find agencies that cast people. But anyway, she's not looking for
she's,
a voiceover.
She's looking to do spiritual work so we can.
You know.
And my love life, too. I was trying to see about if you pick up anything on my
A love life?
Spiritual mate. My love life, a spiritual mate, anything.
Well, you know, the attitude of you developing your spiritual skills, there's so many different ways to develop spiritual skills, you know. If you're just talking about the elements of spirit and you're discussing it and going deep into it, if you're using tarot cards or astrology, it all depends on what your tool is. And if it's just going to be the energy of your body and voice and your spiritual mind and you want to develop that. There's so much to read on. I don't know how far you are in the history of developing your skills or your interests. But spiritual energy also has different connections to it, whether you're doing a Christian spiritual energy or a Buddhist spiritual energy or just a humanistic spiritual energy. There's so many different places to go here, Del, but that's where your mate comes from.
She's going through a change in, she's turning 54 in September. So she'll be in her 18th cycle of three at that point.
Yeah.
So,
you know,
change.
Have you made it clear to yourself what form of spiritualism you're going into?
No, that's where I'm kind of a little confused. I really don't know. It's just new to me.
Do you have, what's your background? Like, did you grow up in a religious?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought.
Was it Christian?
I think I have a gift in spiritual lady of the hands. And, you know, I feel other people's pain sometimes, you know.
Oh, good.
So the empath.
Good. Good, good. Mm-hmm. Well, develop, you know, there's chakras in the hand as well, and you can develop the history of energy in the hands. You can go online and start to just Google it.
Obviously you have to sort through a lot of the sites because not everything is accurate.
Yeah.
But if you, you know,
well, you can go
start to
a
educate
library
yourself.
Or the spiritual section of a bookstore. Palmistry is different than the energy of the hand. I mean, palmistry is you're reading the hand. And the energy of the hand is you're trying to learn how to work with the vibration of
typically,
the hand.
Typically, Reiki is so, over-popularized.
Yeah.
But that's really the modern kind of laying on of the hands that's,
right,
you know, in real fashion right now.
An empathic actually is an old soul because they've come down with compassion. And they've come down with an attitude of giving and storing up enough energy to where you can tap into your pineal gland, you can tap into your third eye, you can read about that and slowly start to develop some ideas. That will reawaken your third eye because your third eye is a source of information that's somewhat secluded from your consciousness because it's deep in your collective memory, your collective unconsciousness, but that still means that you harbor it, you still have it. And names will start to become apparent to you, you know, strong sounding L names like Leslie, Lindsay, strong L's will become, will reawaken your mind, your collective mind, and you'll start to bring to, people will start to come to you.
L, a, you're saying L, L is
the
going
letter
to
L.
Trigger.
But you know,
something.
Just as there's a baptism of the body, there's a baptism of the soul, and you can be awash with insight by the use of water energy, water images. Remember, you hold a lot of water, and that water has a lot of molecular, cellular recollections in it. And what you've got to do, if you're really going to be hands-on a healer, you have to get into this zone of consciousness about your soul, because your soul provides the vast quantity of remarkable skills more than your body does. Your body is just the tail end of the spectrum. But deep inside is a soul, and that's in your heart, fourth chakra, and that's in your sixth chakra. And I would advise you to start reading up on those things so you can maybe tap into some old memories as to when you were a healer previously. This isn't the first time.
Okay. I believe that, yes. I believe in the past I was a healer. Definitely.
And she's asking about, she just real quick before we move on to the next caller, she's asking about love. What happened?
That's going
to
come out of the spiritual stuff.
Spiritual stuff. What happened in 1988, Dal? Can you go back there? There should have been a change.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. So what was
Well, maybe you can call back on another
94.
What did I do?
1994. Yeah. Oh, a lot of, I think 1994 was kind of, good things started to come about. I do remember I was moving forward in my life with a new home, a new relationship. 1994. I think a lot of good things was happening.
That's good. That's a good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was,
so,
I can remember 1994 was a good year. I think it was. I just remember that some good things started happening.
Okay. So what you're doing is you want to look for changes, abrupt changes. You know, the road of life isn't always narrow and straight. There are corners we have, there are changes, there are chapters. We were trying to get into that topic today. And you are on the road of your life, you're about to make a change into a side street. That side street is going to lead you back to a past where I believe there was a lot of connections to healing. Why you came back, there must be some karma you've got to deal with.
Yeah, she's got a zero on her file number.
Yeah, that karma, that zero could represent some pretty nasty things in a past life. We won't get into that right now, but you've come back to rearrange that.
Yeah.
Because you have a
nine.
Septembers are old souls. They're old souls, and they hold a lot of karma when they're born on the 10th. But what you've also have is another 10 in your 64. So you have
a
10
in 1964.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have a 10 in your year, you have a 10 in your day, and 9 and 1 is 10. So you actually have three 10s that are visible in your linear code. And this means that you've come back to solve three things, three challenges in your life. You got to look at those three challenges in terms of your ego, your family, in terms of your relationships outside of the family, and then in terms of your life goals. You've got to look at those three things that are very important and establish how much karma you've gotten rid of, what you're dealing with, what's still there that you're having troubles with. That's the resolution of karma that you have to still experience and work through. But you have a mystical number going on here.
And what's interesting about her next cycle is the 18th cycle is hidden in her 9-10 between the 9 and the 1.
Yeah.
So anyway, it should be interesting. What's forthcoming for you, Del?
Okay.
Okay.
Read.
very positive. The universe just blesses me.
Well, she's got a really good attitude.
She's got a good attitude.
Yeah.
You've got to read.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You've got to read. Read
mystical books of your choosing.
And then start to work with
the
vibrational field of your hands.
All that.
More, because the more you are educated, the more your hands will perform for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
all
thank
right,
you. Del, I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Thank you.
And Del can follow us on Facebook as well as Blog Talk Radio. She can also reach out for a private reading, 562-596-7818. And we have area code 917 next. Hello, 917.
Hello.
Hi.
I would like to talk about my career. My name is Anna.
A-N-A?
And A-N-N-A.
Oh, A-N-N-A. Okay. Go ahead.
I would like to know if you see me making more money anytime this year with what I do, what you see developing in my career. That's what I'm interested in, please.
Okay, where are you calling from, Anna?
From New York.
I thought so. Okay, and your birth date, please.
January 28th.
And the year?
73.
7-3, okay, 11-21-31-4, okay.
You, well, you know, it's interesting. Do you want to take this about the 8?
What?
The 8,
well,
the
money,
8 in your day is going to be,
money.
It signifies a money energy, specifically from a past life, but in the past life you lost a lot of money. And it was due to, this is all psychic speculation, it was due in that past life to gambling. So did anything in this life resurface in a gambling theme around your family, you losing money? Or are we done with the gambling and it was just past life, but it was still embedded in your code?
It's definitely no relation to gambling.
So
yeah.
Then it was in. So what happened? Now, have you lost any significant amounts of money, or did your family go through any kind of loss of money, not due to gambling, but just due to circumstances beyond their control?
No.
So then what we've got that's good news is that you're going to be making money, and you've cleared, in having come back to the planet, you've cleared this karma of gambling, because your birth date was 128. That's an 11. Which means that there was some form of, that was a past life.
It makes sense because I'm totally against that kind of things.
Good for you. So are we. But you see, because you've learned. So you came back with this energy. And that means that your clearance of gambling then is gone. It's visible in your code, but it's gone. So, and we have that 8 energy in your fire number, which is beautiful. Your master number is 4, which is balance, but it's not divisible by 31. 31 is not divisible by 4. So there's a kind of an off-balance zone going in, but right now you are 45 years old.
45.
So what we're looking at, 4, well, you've gone through 11 cycles of your master number. That's
which
good.
Is the...
So you've got some money issues. You've got some money situations coming up that would probably be positive. Are you married?
No.
So you're single, but is that okay for you? Is that state of existence okay for you being single?
I'm fine. I'm preparing for my love to come in.
So you want a relationship, but you're okay being single.
You're looking for the money. Okay.
11.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to excel in my career and make a significant amount of money. And what do you see regarding that?
Are you marketing anything? What's your career?
I'm also a therapist.
You're also
a therapist.
What kind of therapist?
I do psychology.
Do you have a degree, a license, or are you just...
I'm working towards getting my license right now with where I'm at.
So you're not, so what, I mean, how are you practicing psychology? Like what, in what form are you practicing psychology without a license?
At a hospital.
So are you like a student still? Are you?
No, I'm just working on getting my hours towards licensure.
Okay. And what kind of a degree or what kind of license will you have?
Psychology.
Right. But like MFCC, there's different licenses. What kind of license?
Masters.
Okay, so you can, I mean, relatively speaking, on a modest level, you're making $60,000-$70,000. Your income increases with a master's. You can get up to over $100,000 if you have a certain audience, clients. Maybe you're going to be employed by somebody. You have an eight in your day. So we're probably looking at the roadmap of money coming in through your endeavor. You see, you're a psychologist based upon your karma. And that karma would suggest that you know, you come down to be of service to others. That's a little bit the antithesis of
making
the money.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I mean, this is not exactly like, you know,
You know, ask Dr. Phil if he's poor. He isn't.
No.
So, you know, you can gain a notoriety. You can work hard and be middle class or a little bit above middle class as a typical conventional psychologist. However, depending upon where the road is taking you in this regard, you can get up higher. You can write a book. You can go on tour. You're not too old for that. And so if you apply a humanistic spiritual psychology, you have a vast audience because people love that. They're never out of steam to hear about the spirit and the psyche of the mind.
Is there something further that you wanted to do with psychology beyond just therapeutic practice, like in terms of a book or something?
No, I just wanted to see if I am going to find another job and make more money there anytime.
Well, you got to watch it, Anna. I mean, if your commitment is to be a psychologist, a therapist, and you want to go into that route and get your hours, we're probably not, the way you're
approaching it
is not going to make a lot of money. If you're looking for something on the side, then there's something to do with marketing. That's why I asked you that question.
But I mean, it's interesting, the thing about gambling came up because there's obviously some kind of split in the money.
Something in there that might be disturbing your element. You know, unfortunately on the radio, we don't have the time to go into the depths of these things. You know, the questions to be asked is, you know, you making money, we have to determine whether you have an energy field that's ripe for that in this lifetime.
Because
takes a certain amount of examination to see if there's a connection there. Because if there isn't, you're going to be frustrated.
There is.
I'm sorry?
Obviously there is, or I wouldn't be feeling that I need to make more.
Yeah, intuitively. But the intuitive elements can sometimes branch into a debate. And now what you have to have is an intuitive quality that's connected to your keen insight, knowing exactly what it is that hits the pinpoint of you making money.
So I just real quick want to ask, Anna, why did you get into psychology? I mean, what motivated you to get into this field?
Service.
Okay, so then, that's where the gamble is, because the gamble is between service and being a service, and then the other part of your psyche says, I want to make
money,
which is perfectly legitimate. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But the challenge is to find the door, not just your intuitive sense of wanting to do it, but to find the door that marks success.
And
it's like
only
a game show.
And the theme of balance, because these two elements need to be balanced. She's a four.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish we had more time.
She has
11s
on both sides, so it's kind of a, you know,
it's
an imbalanced balance.
Very intriguing. I mean, your journey is very interesting because of the dichotomy between service and then on the side making money.
I know.
We just don't have time to get into it. Are you there?
Yep.
And one last question. How would you like to make money? Doing what?
This work.
She wants to do this work, but she's looking. Yeah, it's there's a.
You know, you've got to market an idea. You've got to market an idea, Anna. And I don't know. Maybe you're resistant, but it might apply to a format of a book that takes you into a speech engagement. You know, you, maybe this isn't connected to you, but you've got to start.
No, I'm thinking of doing that once I have my license. I can go out more, but I have to have my license first.
Okay.
Well, that would be probably the next step to earning money is getting a license.
I think I feel better with a license. You know,
that's
focus
fine.
On one.
That's fine, Anna. You know,
Anna.
Anna, you know, I think, wasn't Freud's daughter named Anna?
Yeah.
Not that you're Freudian. I mean, that's kind of an antique, you know, we've surpassed
antiquated.
My karmic path also, the Freud.
Yeah. Freud, you know, Anna's usually Swedish or German.
Or what's your ethnic background, if you don't mind us asking? I was just going to say Russian.
European.
Yeah. Well, this is good. It's good. It's a good start, okay? So what you got to do is you get your license, but start to develop the marketing of spirituality in terms of the attitude of how we apply it to our daily life in such a way that it impacts our psyche. Are the energies of our life and growing up. Sometimes we go into therapy just to unravel how we can cope through life because of our experiences. But we don't really go into therapy to see how we can merchandise, how we can market
unless you're Dr.
our
Phil.
Life. Some people
Dr.
do
Phil.
It, you know, some people do it through the raw experience of despair. And then they write these books about what they went through and they make lots of money. Some people do it through the attitude of the Holocaust and they write about it and they make money. You can make money from experience. So if you can take your life experience and turn it into a marketable idea that people want to invest in and learn about, that could be the personal destiny of psyche marketing. You know, there's an idea
that's
for you right there.
Yeah, that's something that could be done in the very close future because I studied something that's related to that, what you're saying.
Good. But I think
just have to be patient, but I'm hating.
Are you having
right
problems
now
making like your bills or things like that?
Yeah, I'm having problems. I'm working like I'm doing producing really well here, but I'm not getting compensated for what I
right
do.
So,
and that's my frustration.
The reason I think money is like her focal point and not saying, you know, I really want to be in this to help people, which you're saying, but right now money is the focal point is because she's struggling to make ends meet. And you're in New York City?
No, I'm struggling because I am like giving so much and I'm getting not compensated for the things
that
I do.
Right, that's what we're saying. No, that's what we're saying.
That's what I want.
So you're having a, you know.
You have 11s on both sides of your birthday.
Right.
128 is 11 and 1973 is 11. That's hardship. Don't worry about, you know,
hardship.
Just don't worry about the hardship. Just get through it, Anna. I mean,
okay.
You may not be compensated immediately, but that's what I think is part of the gamble
dues.
Past life.
Yeah.
Now I'm starting to understand where this gambling karma is coming from and how you're having to pay it off by working it off like a prisoner almost. You'll get through that. Yeah, you'll get through that. Just be toughen up. I know it's, you know, I'm trying to sound like a sergeant here, but but the reason I see this is because I peeked over the fence and you're okay.
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 Anna, we've
thank
got to move on to other callers.
That was great.
Good luck to you.
Good. Love you both. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, we've got 470. Hello.
Hello, my name is Casey.
Hi. How do you spell it?
Hi. Casey.
Oh, okay, the regular way.
What is it?
Casey.
Oh, Casey.
Like
Casey at the bat.
Casey Jones. We have different cases we reference. But anyway,
but
okay.
Female.
Yeah. Right. And I don't think either one of those were females. Casey at the bat or Casey
Casey's
Jones.
A wonderful name. It's intriguing. Really.
Okay, so Casey, what is your birthday?
9/20/79.
Okay. And where are you calling from?
Georgia.
We have some Southerners on the show today. 37101. Okay,
yeah.
Casey, what's your question?
I just wanted to know about my my finances.
About your finances, she just had to change in 2016.
She wanted to know about them.
You...
What do you want? What point of what you want to know about them? You mean you want to know when they're going to come in?
Yes.
Let me ask you something. Was anybody in your background ever involved in restaurant, waitressing, cooking, any restaurant background at all as to your memory?
No, I used to work in a restaurant years
ago. That would
be
it. That's it.
Bingo, finally.
Okay. She had to think about that one. But no, she was, I think it's, she was trying to think about people peripherally that
were.
Well,
you worked in there.
Yeah,
you worked.
More of a bullseye.
Were you receptionist, waitress, cook? What were you? Owner?
No, I was just a cashier.
A cashier.
Okay, cashier.
But still, in the restaurant.
Well, that's where, so what do we do with that little piece of evidence? It's like we got a little chip of a fossil and we're trying to figure out what the dinosaur looks like. We got a little bit of there. Did somebody in your family have a terrible smoking habit and they had like emphysema? They smoked too much? Was it mom? Was it dad? Anybody like that?
My mom, she's still living and she smoke a lot and she got COPD.
That's emphysema, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so the point, ding, we got another point. Okay.
Two for two.
I don't know where this is going with money, but maybe you'll become a physician and cure
no.
cancer. I don't know.
Right.
Well, you know, it's a tough world. I don't, you know, Casey, the attitude of getting money, there's a, huh?
I feel like, have we talked to you before, Casey?
Yes.
Yeah, I and you worked at a fast food. You know, this is all fresh, I know, but I'm remembering
her.
No, I know you don't, but I do. I just
okay.
It's been,
well,
and you're picking up
you,
the same. Yeah.
Well, you know,
yep.
You know, it almost
different
feels like you're like half, like your bills. You make half of what your bills are. It's like you're struggling all the
are
time.
Are you the one with the back problems?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, your memory's better.
Yeah, I'm remembering you. And how's your back?
It's still not doing good at all.
Back problems.
You know, Casey.
They haven't talked to doing another surgery.
You've got a lot of down energy.
Well, she's in a lot of pain.
I know.
Major back problems.
But we're trying to figure out what angle there is to money, how you can, you know, I mean, when we get into the idea of assistance and government programs and this and that, you know, city. I don't know, you know, aside from that, which probably isn't going to lift you out of the waters here, but may keep you a little bit of a float. Do you have any relatives that you could go into business with, like opening up a small store? Is there any relatives that have anything that would be of value to you in terms of job opportunities?
No, not at this moment.
And sorry to interject, but last time we talked, I think there was a projection of a job in the fast food field. I'm remembering the reading. Has there been any job that's come up? Have you worked at all since we talked?
No, and nothing has came up.
Nothing.
You know, it's
tough.
You're kind of in a hole and you're asking, you know, is the good fairy going to bring you money? It's, I don't know, that's not going to happen. I don't know, unless somebody dies and throw inheritance at you, but I doubt that.
There needs to be an active, but she's got a problem because of her physical condition. She's going to have another surgery. How do you go to work when you're having a surgery and get a job?
How about,
and,
do you have a social group? Do you have friends?
What was that?
Do you have friends? Do you have social interaction?
Yes.
Or any of them ambitious? Do any of them want to go into business?
No, they haven't had talks about it.
I don't know. This is a tough one. I don't know. You know, I just don't. We don't know. In other words, we don't know how a pot of gold is going to come into your life because all of your responses are sort of problematic. We don't see a pot of gold coming, which is kind of disheartening. But we're still struggling to figure out how to help you. we don't, you know, I don't know yet. Was there ever a piano in your home?
No, I never had a piano. But I know someone.
Is anybody in the music in your house, in your upbringing?
No.
You know what, Casey? I don't know. I don't know. I mean, you're not, you know, you're not going to die or anything. You know, you're not going to be thrown out into the garbage or anything like that. But in terms of getting the surplus of money, this is tough. I don't know. I just don't have an immediate answer. Do you have something you want to share with us that you think is hopeful?
Well, the only thing that I've been doing is I applied for my Social Security, and you know, that is ongoing at the moment. But that is all that I got going on at the moment.
Is that for disability?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we talked about that. We talked earlier in this brief reading about assistance, and that
mm-hmm.
I guess that's going to be our goal. You know, if you can have disability, get doctor reports and have firm disability, that would be where it's coming from. We did mention that.
Yeah.
And I guess that's going to be our best goal line. So let's put out energy that you'll get your disability checks approved,
and
that will be of assistance to you.
And she should check back in with us once something has changed.
Yes.
So if there's any movement or anything, information that you have regarding
does
disability.
She follow us?
I don't think so. I don't.
Casey, follow us.
Yeah,
so
I was going to say, everybody that's waiting in the queue that's gotten reading today, follow us. Join
us. Follow us, because Chris and I do work on, you know, people who follow us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you can. Facebook is the better place. I mean, you can follow us on Blog Talk Radio, but really a good place is Facebook, because then we can see your photos, we can do energy work, and, you know, you can always email and update, but also use the show. So when something changes, follow us. When something changes, call and check in with us, Casey, and we'll keep working on it for you.
Okay, I sure will.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm, thank you.
Bye-bye. And we are out of time, Neil. We didn't get to our topic, but we'll do that on Friday, Chapters of Life. We will be back on the air at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, and we will speak with you then. Bye-bye.